It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Saturday Night Live opened its 44th season with a skit mocking Brett Kavanaugh's hearings. A lengthy cold open reimagined the Kavanaugh hearings with Matt Damon as the Supreme Court nominee and a guest appearance by Rachel Dratch.
Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick. I'm here tonight because of a sham, a political con job orchestrated by the Clintons, George Soros, and Kathy Griffin.
Kanye West stayed on stage after his SNL performance and freestyled about being bullied backstage in his pro-Trump hat he wore on the show.
China. You see, they laughing at me. You heard them, they scream at me. They bully me. They bullied me backstage. They said, don't go out there with that hat on. They bullied me backstage. They bullied me. And then they say, I'm in a sunken place. You want to see the sunken place? Okay, I'm going to listen to y'all now. I'm going to put my Superman cape on. Because this means you can't tell me what to do. Follow your heart and stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed. If you want the world to move forward, try love. Thank y'all for giving me this platform. I know some of y'all don't agree. I think the universe has balance. 90% of news are liberal. 90% of TV, LA, New York, writers, rappers, musicians. So it's easy to make it seem like it's so one-sided.
Then he tweeted over the weekend that we should abolish the 13th Amendment, which outlawed slavery. And when TMZ asked him about it on the street, he said that he'd be explaining more today.
Well, I mean, I know that you came out and you said you don't necessarily want to abolish it, but you want to amend it.
Amend.
What part do you want to amend?
You know what? Let's open up the conversation and do some more research. I'm going to see Harvey tomorrow morning. I'll do some more research and I'll talk to
him.
I just can't with Kanye West anymore. Like, I saw his... What did he come out? He came out in the bottled water and the other guy was like the other...
Yeah, they dressed up as bottled water because in the song, I think they sing about
it. I know.
Water.
I saw that. Then he's also with that TMZ thing, too. He talked about how, like, you know that they say that Lincoln was possibly black, right? I'm like, what the... I don't know what to do with Kanye anymore.
Well,
I
Lana
don't.
Del Rey left a comment on Instagram to Kanye after he brought up abolishing the 13th Amendment. By the way, Lana Del Rey, this is kind of a big deal because she performed at Kim and Kanye's wedding. So they're, like, friendly.
Close,
and
yeah.
She said, I can only assume you relate to his personality on some level about Donald Trump. She said, delusions of grandeur, extreme issues with narcissism, none of which would be a talking point if we weren't speaking out about the man leading our country. If you think it's all right to support someone who believes it's okay to grab a woman by the blank just because he's famous, then you need an intervention as much as he does, something so many narcissists will never get because there isn't enough help for the issue. Kanye later clarified his thoughts on Twitter, saying the 13th Amendment in slavery is disguise, meaning it never ended. He said, not abolish, but let's amend the 13th Amendment. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Will.i.am is getting blasted for checking his phone during a Black Eyed Peas concert. They were performing in Australia for the pregame entertainment at this Australian Football League grand final game. There's video of him checking his phone twice as they performed Let's Get It Started. He later had explained, saying, sharing on socials isn't checking phone mid-song. That's me being a performer and cameraman sharing the world how awesome Australia is. I wanted the world to see Australia from my point of view. He was sorry if people were offended.
This is like the most millennial thing in the entire world. And I'm not sure if he's a millennial or not, but like he's an honorary one if he's not a real one.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like, let me get everybody on my story or whatever. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, yeah, if he was doing that, if he just was scrolling through, checking what's going on Twitter, it's like, dude, you're about to rap. Get back on there.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious.
A male massage therapist is suing Kevin Spacey over a past sexual battery incident. The case could end with criminal charges for the actor. The therapist says that Spacey forced him to touch his genitals, tried to force a kiss, and even blocked the therapist from leaving the room with his naked body. The lawsuit alleges sexual battery, gender violence, battery assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and false imprisonment. This all happened in 2016, which means it's all within the statute of limitations for criminal prosecution. The massage therapist says that he has informed the LAPD of his complaint.
Ugh.
And Urban Outfitters is selling an ordinary set of street clothes so you can dress up as an influencer.
Yes, finally.
I feel like I want to do this now. According to their website, this costume will let you channel Instagram style in this low-key costume set worthy of a superstar influencer. $59 gets you a white sports bra and gray leggings. Urban also recommends you complete the look with a long blonde wig, baseball cap, and dad shoes, which are $70 Fila disruptors. The costume altogether is $155. Wait, kind of epic.
But what about a male influencer? What am I going
to
be?
You just have to be shirtless.
Well, I can do that, no problem.
Coming up after 7:15, Lindsay Lohan tried to abduct somebody's kid on the street. Yeah, this is real. And was there another concert shooting over the weekend? That's next.